Ezra did not exist before this episode. What they're about to describe is happening across London as you listen. This is their story. In the NHS, one of the country's largest employers, training places for mental health nurses are being rationed while wards remain dangerously understaffed. This is taking place in Vauxhall and Camberwell Green, one of the most deprived constituencies in the country, where the work of caring for people in crisis goes undone. Ezra wanted to do that work.
I grew up watching my mum leave for night shifts at King's College Hospital. Her uniform crisp at 10 p.m., wrinkled and stained when she came home at 7 a.m. She was a nurse from Jamaica who believed that caring for people was both a skill and a calling. My dad developed diabetes when I was 16, and I spent years watching the crisis team at the hospital struggle with too few staff and too many patients. The nurses were brilliant, but they were running on empty. I decided then that I wanted to be a mental health nurse. I studied biology at Greenwich University while caring for my dad during his emergency admissions. Every time we ended up in A&E, I saw the same thing. Dedicated staff stretched impossibly thin. Agency workers filling gaps at enormous expense, and patients waiting too long for the care they needed. By the time I graduated in 2019, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I applied for mental health nursing at King's College London. I was accepted. Then I was told the cohort was capped at 25 students due to Health Education England budget constraints. The course leader, Dr. Sarah Mitchell, explained it to me directly. There is no funding for more places this year. I'm sorry, Ezra. You're qualified, you're motivated, but we simply cannot afford to run a larger program. It sounded reasonable. Everyone understood that money was tight. I reapplied in 2020. Again, I was accepted. Again, I was told funding had been further reduced. This time, the cohort was capped at 20 students. The same explanation. Budget cuts, impossible choices, no money available. I started working as a healthcare assistant at South London and Maudsley NHS Foundation Trust while I waited. The irony was immediate and stark. I was earning £9.50 an hour to do basic care work while watching agency nurses earn £45 an hour to fill the exact vacancies I was training to fill permanently. The trust was paying triple rates for temporary staff because they couldn't train enough permanent ones. In 2021, I visited the campus at my local college where they ran healthcare courses. I wanted to understand what was happening with training places. What I found made no sense at all. There were fully equipped simulation labs sitting empty. Brand new hospital beds, monitoring equipment, medication trolleys, everything you would need to train mental health nurses. The rooms were pristine and unused. I asked the facilities manager why they weren't being used. She told me the trust couldn't fund the placement supervisors. The equipment was there. The space was there. But without qualified supervisors to teach the students during their placements, the programs couldn't run. I stood in those empty labs and started to ask different questions. If the people existed, and they did, there were hundreds of us on waiting lists, and the buildings existed, and the equipment existed, and the wards desperately needed staff. What exactly was it that there was no money for? The government that issues the pound had chosen not to spend the pounds that would connect qualified people like me to the work that needed doing. That was a political decision dressed as an accounting problem. I finally started my course in 2022, after 3 years of delays. During orientation, I met other students who had faced identical delays. Mariam from North London had been accepted and deferred twice for the same reason, funding caps. James from South London had worked as a healthcare assistant for 4 years while waiting for a nursing place. We were all the same story repeated across different postcodes. The strangest part was what I learned about the economics during my course. Mental health services save money when they work properly. Early intervention prevents costly crisis admissions. Properly staffed wards reduce readmission rates. Training domestic nurses costs less than hiring agency staff at premium rates. Every metric showed that investing in training programs would pay for itself within 2 years. Yet the Treasury had treated the upfront training costs as an unaffordable expense. During my placements, I saw the consequences daily. Wards running on agency staff who didn't know the patients, didn't understand the systems, and moved on after a few shifts. Permanent staff burning out and leaving, creating more vacancies that required more expensive agency cover. Patients receiving fragmented care because there was no continuity. The very problems that proper training would solve were being used to justify not providing the training. Now I'm qualified and working on a mental health ward in South London. I see the same patterns everywhere. Real needs, real people who want to meet those needs, and artificial barriers that prevent the connection. The government that creates pounds told me it couldn't find enough of them to train people who were standing right there, ready to work. But I understand now that the real question was never about money. It was about whether the people existed, whether the skills could be taught, whether the resources were available. They were. All of them. The excuse was not a fact. It was a choice wrapped in the language of impossibility. When a household says we cannot afford it, they mean they don't have enough money. When the government says we cannot afford it, they mean they choose not to create the money. The limit was never the currency. The limit was the willingness to spend it into the places and people who needed it. What happened to me is happening right now to someone else in every constituency where people want to care for others and are told that the cupboard is bare. The cupboard was never bare. It was locked.
What Ezra experienced, it has a name: fake experts. This technique relies on citing authorities who present contested opinions as settled facts. Think of tobacco companies in the 1960s citing scientists who claimed smoking was harmless while ignoring the overwhelming evidence of harm. The authority of the white coat made the false claim sound credible. In Ezra's story, every time someone said there is no funding, they were citing economic orthodoxy that treats government budgets like household budgets. This orthodoxy is not science, it's ideology. Many macroeconomists argue the binding constraint for government spending is real capacity. People, skills, materials, not currency. But Health Education England cited budget constraints as though the household analogy was economic law. The austerity objection here is telling. Economists say we cannot spend more on health without causing inflation. Which economists? The profession is divided. Economists say without naming them is an appeal to unnamed authority. Meanwhile, the UK government issues its own currency. It does not need to find pounds before it spends them. The real constraint is resources. People, skills, materials, time. In Vauxhall and Camberwell Green, those resources were sitting idle. The resources existed. The people existed. The decision not to connect them was political, not financial. Vauxhall and Camberwell Green ranks 126 out of 543 English constituencies in the English Indices of Deprivation 2025 and sits in deprivation decile. 3. The constituency has 1,448 registered charities, according to the Charity Commission Register for England and Wales. these organisations received £70.2 million in total grants, tracked by 360, giving Grant Nav. All sources are published at blockedbritain.co.uk. Blocked Britain tells the stories of people whose lives are shaped by the gap between what Britain needs and what its institutions choose to provide. Every character is fictional. Every situation is drawn from official statistics. Produced by Blocked Britain.